Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Anthony Mandela producing, Mandela. Mother Plucker, other side of the glass. He's the intern today, assistant producer, however you want to call it. It didn't really matter.
You know, what the hell's going on with this weather?
Everybody.
It's Wisconsin.
We had a lot of people that were still on hold and wanted to get in on that last topic. If you weren't able to get in, we'll talk more about Giannis versus Michael Jordan, LeBron coming up at 5 o'clock. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. We'll get back to that then. But Gary and Leroy really wanted to address what happened last night after the Golden State game, and Kevin Durant had yet another issue with the assembled media, and this is how it went last night.
Is it anything to do with anything on your mind, or has it just been coincidence that you haven't talked for some time?
Why do you care?
Because you usually talk.
Well, I don't feel like talking the last couple of days.
It was anything in particular?
No, I just didn't feel like
it. Has anything to do with conversation about free agency?
Yeah, that's the conversation you're going to have. I don't think about that type of stuff. That's your job.
You've obviously been around the noise for so long. Is it bothering you more this year? Is it louder this year?
It's unnecessary. You got to do Ethan Strauss, who come in here and just give his whole opinion on stuff and make it seem like it's coming from me. And he just walk around here, don't talk to nobody, just walk in here and survey and then write something like that. And now y'all piling on me because I don't want to talk to y'all about that. I have nothing to do with the Knicks. I don't know who traded Porzingis. They got nothing to do with me. I'm trying to play basketball. Y'all come here every day, ask me about free agency, ask my teammates, my coaches, you rile up the fans about it. Let us play basketball. That's all I'm saying. And now when I don't want to talk to y'all, it's a problem with me. Come on, man. Grow up. Yeah, you grow up. Come on, bro. I come in and go to work every day. I don't cause no problems. I play the right way. Well, I try to play the right way. I try to be the best player I can be every possession. What's the problem? What am I doing to y'all?
You were talking.
So? Who are you? Why do I got to talk to you? Tell me. Is that going to help me do my job better? Nah, bro. I didn't feel like talking.
Okay. So first off, my first suggestion is you don't want to sign with the New York Knicks. Because if you can't handle that media out there, you're never going to handle the New York media. That's going to be a disaster. Like, you are going to hate your life if you have to go deal with the New York media, if you don't like dealing with the media to begin with, and you don't like all these stories being written. He called out Ethan Strauss, who's been a writer for quite a while. And that's fine, right? I get that. But, man, play in the National Basketball Association. If you play in the National Football League, Major League Baseball, part of the deal is you got to work with the media.
No, it's your job, really.
That's part of it. If you don't, you should get fined if you aren't dealing with the media when you're expected to deal with the media. Now, in certain sports, the quarterback may be, you know, told that you have to talk so many times per week or whatever the case may be. Yep. And if they don't, they'll get fined. Or you can be Marshawn Lynch and say, to hell with you. I'll talk, but you're going to get the same answer from me on every single question and be a jerk about it. For Kevin Durant, who's been around a long time, and I understand that he's gotten burned, he's honest to a fault sometimes with his LeBron James thing and what it's like, you know, to play with LeBron James and the circus that goes along with it and all that other stuff that he said. I just think he's super sensitive. He's sick and tired of dealing with all this crap.
Well, you know, but he had a fake Twitter thing to kind of go
the burner account, right? But the other thing is this. If you didn't want to deal with this, then why don't you just sign a 4 or 5 year deal with somebody? You wouldn't have to deal with this every year. But you keep signing short-term 1 year deals so we can be a back in free agency the following year. Then this is going to continue to be every offseason.
He's trying to make all the money he can make.
Great. And I don't fault him for that.
Right.
But the speculation of where you're going the next time, which is every year, is going to continue to be until there's a long-term deal done somewhere. Just like with LeBron. Every time we got close to the end of LeBron's contract, what happened? Well, is he going to Lakers? Well, his kids are enrolling to school out in L.A., I hear. And this and that. Everybody's trying to put the pieces together. Right, Gary?
Oh, yeah.
You heard it all?
Yeah.
So LeBron goes through it, too. So now Kevin Durant's got to go through it. Anthony Davis, next season, will go through the exact same thing that he's going through with everybody speculating on where he's going.
So how should he handle that, Steve? He got this joker. He's up in his face every day asking about
Well, first of all, I don't know.
How do you handle that?
But this is my thing. I don't know why he stopped talking to him. He said, no reason, I just didn't want to talk.
Well, because and somebody then, wrote something, obviously.
Well, then as he talked more, we find out that it's about Ethan Strauss,
right.
Not about everybody else in the media. It's about one writer.
But Ethan Strauss caused him to not talk to the media at all.
Because
who is Ethan Strauss?
Just a writer. Right, so he is mad because this dude went in there, didn't talk to Kevin,
right.
But talked to all his teammates, surveyed everybody where they thought he was going to go, whatever else, and then put out there what was going on. So that's what irritated him. And I get it, right? I get players being mad at media members or whatever else when you don't, you know, get it out the way you want it out, or they put out a perception about you or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're Kevin Durant, man, it's pretty simple. If somebody asks you about the Ethan Strauss article, it'd be like, he never came to me and asked me anything. So whatever else is written, it is what it is. But until somebody talks to me about it, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. There was a similar thing that happened to Mike Conley. And they asked Conley about, there was a report out that he didn't want to play for anybody in the Western Conference. Nobody. Mm-hmm. Mike Conley said, I saw that internet story. He goes, I didn't acknowledge it because it's not true. Why waste getting all up in the middle of that on the internet or whatever else or on social media? Yeah. I just ignored it and moved on with my day because it's not true, whatever it is. And that's all he would have had to say, too. And they'd just be like, dude, I don't know what that's all about. Doesn't matter. Guy never even talked to me. So as far as I'm concerned, it's irrelevant. Next question. Done. Move on. But instead, the drama plays out for 90 seconds here in the locker room of him trying to portray himself as the victim and feel bad for me, Kevin Durant. You guys are so, you know, tough on me or whatever the case may be. Don't go to New York, man. That's tough. You do not want to be a Knick. I promise you. It's good. Your life will be a living hell if you go sign with the Knicks, if you can't handle West Coast media. Because that's what it is. It's West Coast media. Strauss is out there on the West Coast.
Yeah.
No, so I don't. Some guys aren't meant to deal with social media, right? Ricky Williams had his deal as a player, had to wear a helmet. Marshawn Lynch, he didn't like it. Right. Fine. Some guys aren't meant for it. But those guys shouldn't go to big markets then and deal with crazy media guys.
Leroy,
come play in Milwaukee. Here? There'll be nothing hard about it.
Was he online here, Leroy?
Some parts he was, some parts he wasn't. Because he has social media, millions of followers on all his platform. He could set the record straight there and release a statement there to concentrate on the season. Because I think it is disrespectful to ask me about another team when I'm playing with this team. And you know that. I mean, but, you know, but these guys got to find interesting stories. But I've never said I wanted to go to the Knicks. I never indicated that the Knicks. I really don't want to talk about that. And it is the player's right not to talk. You know, Jay, man, just don't talk. Mm-hmm. But when you're that polarizing and you're the best player on the best team, in the West, by the way.
Yeah, in the West.
Because the Bucks the best team, then it's your job. Just deal with it. Embrace it. You got to ask Matt Clemens how I did the media. Hey, I talked to him, win, lose, or draw.
But not everybody's Leroy Butler. Sometimes it's Sterling
take
Sharp.
Take advantage of it.
Sometimes Sterling Sharp.
But Sterling Sharp.
He didn't talk to anybody.
But then he ended up working for it.
That's the funny part about it.
See, that's the thing. So you can't be hypocritical about it. But at the same time, we didn't have social media back then. But I also knew it was a job. And that was my platform to talk to the people like my callers and my listeners. So Durant got to think about the fans, his fans. And every player is very possessive about their fans. So that's why they have social media, Instagram. You can go there and put a video up and say that. That way you don't have to look like Cam, you know, Newton. After the Super Bowl. Yeah. You know, it's just a bad look sometimes. But at the same time, what he said has a lot of validity to it. You know, I don't really want to get into this Nick stuff. So you asked my teammates about it. Your teammates should have been like, man, I ain't answering that. I don't want to talk about that. We trying to win another championship, and free agency, we haven't even got to the halfway point yet to the All-Star break. And y'all keep asking this. The last time I'm going to address it, all I want to do is talk about Golden State, period. And that's it. And let's move on. He can say that on the social media. Now you can go to, like, you know who used to really set the parameters? If you go to Lee Remmel, he was our guy, or Jeff Blum.
Yep. Yep.
Or the people underneath them, the young man with the glasses, Aaron Popke.
Yeah, that's the young man with the glasses.
And say, blase, blase, blase. They'll go to the media, hey, man, listen. He's only going to talk if y'all ask him about who they just played. San Antonio?
Mm-hmm.
He's only going to talk if you ask him about the Knicks stuff. He just feels it's disrespectful. But we know you. We respect you. You got to do your story. So if you ask him, you don't get an answer. If you don't talk, let's just keep it moving.
Right.
Lee Remmel was best at that. That way the fans don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that guy may go to his Twitter and say what happened. That's just his account. That's why Mike Conley said, man, I ain't going to even address that.
Coming up next, we'll recap what happened with the NBA trade deadline. Lots
Shooter.
Of trades here in the last 48 hours or so. We'll restack both sides, the East and the West. See
Let
who's,
me text Booten right now and see what he think about the trade.
See
I have an answer for y'all after the break.
Who's made the biggest strides in both conferences. We'll do that coming up next.
Catalog.
Gary's ruining it.
Yeah, oh,
Gary
yeah.
Oakey.
That's Gary Oakey. You,
Gary
girl.
Oakey is platinum.
Just see yeah. your boys, see you with them other boys.
I love when he make up his own lyrics.
I see you with them it. Other
I
boys.
I just love it.
I'm watching you.
My favorite singer of all. I'm a nominee Gary for 20 years.
I'm watching you. I see you with those other boys. I'm watching you. Private eye, I'm watching you, private eye, I'm watching you,
acapella,
making your every move, hey, private eye, I see you, private eye, I'm watching you.
We should charge people for it. Everybody who heard that, send us a dollar in here.
It should be an apology.
What's the question?
Is what it should be. There is no question.
Matt Dallas said, what's the question? Yeah.
Robert Specialty Meats. Life is full of choices. Listening to that or not is one of them. From the clothes we wear to what reality show our significant other chooses for us to watch to the soft drink or favorite beverage we drink, when it comes to choices for serving up food on your family's dinner table, there's only one place to go with lots of options, and I mean a lot. Robert's Specialty Meats. Serving up healthy and delicious meals for dinner for your family is not a black or white affair, and Paul Roberts has lots of choices from hand-cut steaks, pork tenderloin, stuffed pork roasts like the Al Capone Italian roast, just bursting with flavor, plus several stuffed chicken breasts, including a Door County cherry just oozing with true cherry flavor, perfect for Valentine's Day coming up. You'll also find over 30 varieties of original sausages from mild to hot. Call Roberts today, 262-549-MEAT.
Meat.
262-549-MEAT. Meat. For your best selection. When you visit, make sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood smoked beef sticks or jerky. The perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, there's only one place to go. Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
If you're going
to
cook your old lady a Valentine's dinner, you can go there and get a nice piece of meat.
This is what I'll tell you.
Make it nice and tender.
I can't cook. Very bad at it.
But you got the crock pot, though. That's the savior.
True. But what I appreciate a lot from our specialty meats is if you go there and say you want the Al Capone roast, like they have an individual Al Capone roast.
Right.
I think two people could eat it, not just one. But
Mike Wickett was the first to introduce me to that because he went and got one from Roberts and brought it down to the house in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Why were we up there? Was it for a game or something?
Yeah, for a game.
And Wickett said, Leroy, you got to taste it.
They brought down out of 10 long. That's when we had.
Oh, it was so good.
What's the guy in? He was in New England. Used to write for the Journal Sentinel.
Greg Bedard.
Remember Bedard?
Bedard was there.
They got married with Leroy because we get a nice tenderloin.
Yeah. It was bleeding all over the place, cuz.
We had it
You don't like that.
Cuz he went in there, just tore it up. Put it on the stove and cooked it real, real done. Take it like a hockey puck.
No, it don't.
You
it
ruined
looked like
it?
It was tender.
Greg Bedard, we had Greg Bedard over, Rob Demoski, me, you, Wicked.
We're the all-star
Josh. Kid.
Yeah, all former employees.
Yeah, right.
We had
all
a great time.
Rob used to be on the station. Yeah. Bedard used to be on the station. Josh Furnier's in Kansas City. Yeah. Mike Wickett's somewhere in the country. Yeah. I mean, that's all.
That was
good stuff.
Well, back then, that's when we used to do our show from, because that was doing
Farm
our
Steakhouse.
Training camp. Back then we was doing training camp. Yeah.
But it was so rare, Steve, like they were eating raw meat, man. I don't think
so. This is what I'll tell you.
Tell
instead of doing it Leroy's way or Gary's way or whatever, just do it Paul Roberts' way. So when you go to Robert's Specialty Meats.
Go to the professional.
Right, you go to Robert's Specialty Meats for like me, who don't know, right? If you tell them you get the individual small Roberts or Al Capone roast, they'll put the instructions of how to cook it, what the meat temperature is, if you want rare or medium or dead, however you want it. Yeah. They'll put it right there for you. You go home, you just follow the instructions they write out for you. And that's for anything they have. They'll tell you how to bake it or how to grill it up or whatever the case may be. So that I love that the best. The friendly nature and the want to help and make sure that you get a good meal is above and beyond anywhere else you go. That's why I go to Robert's Specialty Meats.
That's the name of my cookbook series. If you can read, you can cook. So they'll help you with that. So
people at Florida State can't get it.
No, man, we good, cuz. We good.
Y'all can
we got pictures. We got pictures.
Oh, you got pictures in the book.
Yes, it shows you how to do it. Robert will walk you through that, though.
Walk you through.
Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer. We will go over the trade deadline deals coming up next.
Sorry, Charlie, for the imposition. I think I got the strength to carry on. Need a drink and a quick decision. Now it's up to me. Ooh, what will be if she's gone?
She's gone.
Oh, I better learn how to face it.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, I
pay the devil to replace her.
She's gone.
Think she's gone.
C. Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler. Throwback Thursday, presented by Masters East. Chance to win a gift card from Masters East. Use the hashtag Big Throwback. Tweet it.
No hashtag, no
vote. 2157 FM, The Fan. Boyz II Men, Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake, and Police.
Let's go!
Nominations.
Oh, wow.
At last check. Boyz II Men was in the lead.
Chico!
We got another check in here in the next segment.
Oh, wow.
But
Gary started singing this hour.
Oh, wow.
Our apologies. All right, so let's go over the NBA trade deadline deals that have happened today. For those of you that are not aware, the Milwaukee Bucks, and we'll talk more about this in Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane, coming up at 5 o'clock, obviously, acquired Mirotić from the New Orleans Pelicans, and it turned out really at the end of the day that this Mirotić deal ended up being part of Stanley Johnson and Thon Maker and second-round picks and all that fun stuff. But the Bucks essentially lose Jason Smith and Thon Maker in this deal. Stanley Johnson goes from the Pelicans, and the Bucks get Mirotić somehow in this whole thing. I am blown away by the nature of this deal, because to me, I just think they stole him, Kerry. I don't. They stole him. They stole him. They absolutely stole him. And like I said earlier, thanks to the Lakers for distracting the Pelicans in Boston
right.
for this whole Anthony Davis mess, because I'm convinced Dell Demps didn't know what the hell was going on and didn't care. He was like, what, John? Sure, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I'm busy with Anthony Davis. I don't got time for this. You want Mirotić? You can have him. Whatever. I don't care what you give me. I swear to you, that's exactly what it felt like when this whole thing went down.
I didn't read any reports that the Bucks was looking at him, nothing going around. That's why I'd be telling Bucks fans that if you didn't see them in these trade rumors, you know, don't panic, because to me, John Horst gets a lot of credit. I mean, I know he don't have the big name to get everybody, all these GMs, but this is what you need when you're talking about getting a parade.
Woja, on ESPN, who just breaks all the stories, tweeted this out after that deal was done. Mirotić made a major impact on the Pelicans' push to the Western Conference semifinals upon arriving in New Orleans prior to last year's trade deadline. Now, the Bucks, the East's best team, get even better, and they don't have to give up a first-round pick. And that's what the report was leading up to this was.
Right.
So, you were going to have to give up a one to get them.
So, Steve.
It didn't happen.
So here's what they did. Now, so they sent Thon Maker. Originally, we thought they sent Thon Maker to Detroit.
For Stanley Johnson.
Straight up.
But that was never straight up. That was never a press release saying that one way or the other, but that was the report that was the deal.
Right.
And then somewhere along the lines, the Pelicans got involved and it became a three-way trade. Was it a three-way trade from the start or not? I don't know. That's that whole deal there. Other trades of note. There's a ton of trades. We're not going to go over all of them, but bigger ones.
Well, Toronto, you got to go over.
Toronto's the next one, right. Marc Gasol ends
that's
up
huge.
With the Toronto Raptors. And in this deal, I think Toronto stole him too. They give up Valanciunas, DeLon Wright. C.J. Miles will probably get bought out, and a 2024 second-round pick. They gave up nothing. So
where Conley Jr. at?
Stayed. Conley stayed with Memphis, didn't want to leave Memphis, and they didn't trade him.
He got a big contract.
They want Conley to be a mentor for their younger players and show them how to win. And Conley,
so he can't win with no players? How you going to win?
He's apparently okay being a mentor for these younger guys and helping them along.
Well, who are you going to win? What are they gonna
They're
win?
Not going to win.
Right.
But
how's he going to be a mentor and show them how to win?
Well, they'll eventually win in a couple of years. But they want a professional guy, whatever else. Hey, if Conley's down for doing it, whatever. I mean, how are you going to be? If you're Memphis, I'm not going to say no to that. People are still going to wear his Conley jerseys, still going to buy tickets, go watch him play.
Right.
So
Zach Randolph gone too.
Right. And Zach Randolph is going to be a free agent, it looks like, I'm guessing. So he might be available as well as part of one of these buyouts.
He could have been a Buck long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could have.
What do you think of Gasol? How does that much that improve Toronto as far as dealing with the Bucks?
They amps it up a little bit for them.
Big body.
Sure. But I like the Bucks the way they did it though, Steve, in that I like Lopez and I like Mirotić. I mean, I like they're similar but not.
Right.
So you can shuffle those two guys around if need be. I mean, I like the way the versatility that they have. Gasol to me is he flat footed, not athletic,
athletic,
right? Mm-hmm. And so I mean,
he can shoot.
He can shoot outside.
Yeah, he can.
So he's going to bring Brooke and Mirotić outside too.
But
a little
bit. We
don't
care about that.
But he can also post up on you and create problems.
Though, that's a problem. Right. But we don't care about that. We don't care about if he brings us out because we can guard on the perimeter.
Right.
He's going to have to do his work in the paint. And if that's the case, you still have enough bodies to throw at him.
Well, and if you go to double him, he's going to throw out to Kawhi or Van Vliet or somebody like that. He makes them a better basketball
team.
Sure,
he does.
No question. Listen, so that's a good trade for
Toronto.
Whether
you like it or not, Philadelphia got better
with Tobias Harris.
Toronto got better.
Agreed.
Whether you like it or not. And you still got Boston sitting there and there's, you know. The Bucks. And obviously the Bucks got better.
But that's the other thing. You know, we talk about Tobias Harris. But Philadelphia also trades Markel Fultz, the former number one pick, and they get Jonathan Simmons, a first-round pick, and a second-round pick at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So I think that also helps their bench, too, when you talk about adding Jonathan Simmons to this mix, as far as what he can provide at the end of the day. If you look at Simmons' numbers, remember, he was a San Antonio Spur,
right,
who the Orlando Magic paid a lot of money to. This year, not having as much success, I guess, mostly a bench player only playing 20 minutes a night. Mm-hmm. But he helps their bench, for sure. He's right. been in San Antonio. He's been in the playoffs. He knows what it's like when it gets there. Mm-hmm. He can be another veteran guy to help them. So I think they improve their bench as well. And John Hammond and the Magic, they get Markelle Fultz. And as Hammond said, apparently, this is a low-risk, yeah, high-reward type low deal. Rate, if Fultz figures right. it out, they got a star player for essentially a first-round pick, really. Because and you cleared Simmons'
nerve.
Contract.
He's got nerve damage.
Yeah, he's got issues. He's got issues.
He's got nerve damage or something.
So we'll see what happens there. But Philly's bench gets better, though, as well. As far as the Lakers go, Woj says Lakers can plan to evaluate the full buyout market once it takes shape. But Carmelo Anthony expected to be among the considerations, too, league sources tell ESPN. Would you want Carmelo Anthony on your team at this point?
What the Lakers do?
Well, he can score, and that's about it. Just score. He can't run the floor like he used to, but if he can score, yeah.
But can he help that young team? Do you want him around young players?
Yeah. At this point, yeah. I'm desperate. I'm desperate. So, yeah. Because right now you're at 500, and you gotta try to make a move. So, matter of fact, that may breathe a little life.
Right.
A little life.
Yeah.
Something, because you need that. Because there was a lot of energy.
Yeah, I got you, Roy.
With thinking you're going to get
sure.
AD.
All right.
A lot of energy. A lot of energy is gone.
Some buyouts. Wayne Ellington expected to get bought out.
Right,
Robin Lopez of the Bulls expected to get bought out. Some people want Robin Lopez in a Bucks uniform. The Knicks releasing Enes Kanter. That was another one from a couple hours ago from Woj.
Yep.
Do you have other Knicks news, Anthony Mandela?
Yeah, they've also waived Wesley Matthews Jr.
Ooh.
He is now expected to sign with the Pacers.
What?
That's stupid.
So he can start. He's going
Soften
there to
the
start.
Blow from the Oladipo injury.
Right.
See, this is the type of stuff that drives me nuts. So this is a deal where Wesley Matthews can go there and start and try and prove to everybody to get a bigger contract next year playing starter minutes now.
Good for him.
Instead of
trying
to win a ring.
What else?
Philly, Milwaukee, wherever.
He could have went and played with LeBron.
That's
go play with LeBron.
I don't think anybody saw Wes Matthews going to Indiana.
Go play with LeBron.
Indiana probably give him a lot of money.
Go play with LeBron. Why do you go play with LeBron?
Because Indiana probably going to give him more. You know, these agents always talk behind the scenes.
Steve, why do you go play with LeBron?
Multi-year.
I don't think he thinks LeBron has any chance of winning anything this
Steve,
year.
Steve, why did he go to OKC?
I haven't heard them involved in any buyout deals, so I don't know.
They had a void.
But why didn't he go to Philly or Milwaukee?
Philly's too crowded. Why would he go there?
He could have came to
Milwaukee.
Philly's bench is horrible.
Yeah, they got no bench.
They're going to be in the buyout market, Leroy. They're going to try and build that bench. Milwaukee has an open roster space after this trade today.
Yeah, there you go.
They need somebody else, too.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get to Gary Wolf here in a second, but let's go to Jay Northside, your next
What's up, Jay?
Get Jay in now.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Jay?
Enjoy the show.
Hey, Jay, where you calling from, Jay?
North side of Milwaukee.
What north side were you at?
Midtown area.
Midtown.
Oh, nice. That's where the barbershop is.
Yeah, I like
the
Midtown.
Yeah, I seen you out there, Leroy.
Yeah,
Hall of Fame. I seen you over there a couple times.
Yeah.
What you got, Jay? Question. What you guys feel about, everybody making all this hoopla about Marc Gasol going to Toronto.
Yeah.
Would you guys rather have Marc Gasol or keep Lopez, or do you think Mirotic and Tobias is the same player?
Hmm.
Good question.
There's a lot to go from there.
Yeah, you get that one since you host a pick and save.
Yeah, go pick and save.
I think I'd rather have. Hey,
thanks a lot, but I appreciate it.
I'd rather have Marc Gasol. Okay. Tobias Harris and Mirotić are different players.
Yeah, totally different.
So it all depends on what you need. For this team, Mirotić makes sense. A lot more sense than Tobias does. And that's not knocking Tobias, but he doesn't fit to what they're really doing here. So. He could shoot the three, though. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, he can shoot it now.
He's definitely worked on that three-point shot throughout his career, and he can shoot it. But no, Mirotić works here. If I had a chance of Brook Lopez or Marc Gasol, I would take Marc Gasol probably. Because he does everything. He blocks shots, he rebounds, he can step outside and shoot. But probably not as athletic as Brook Lopez.
Yeah.
Like Gary was saying, as far as getting out and running, where Brook Lopez probably fits in a little bit better. But I don't know how you don't love what Brook Lopez has done for this team. I mean... for making little to no money what they signed him for in free agency.
Right.
He has been a huge steal from this offseason. Huge steal. Wes Matthews to Indiana. I don't understand.
Once again, John Horse.
We'll talk to Gary Wolfel coming up next. Throwback Thursday, presented to you by Master Z's, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. We'll
What's
get
up,
a voting update on a Throwback Thursday from Motherfucker coming up in a couple of minutes. But first, we need to do this.
This guy's on the inside. It's time to hear from Milwaukee basketball insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, joining us now is the aforementioned Gary Wolfel, wolfelspressbox.com.
White gear.
Gary Wolfel joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Gary, thoughts on the Bucks getting Mirotić?
It was a great pickup. I mean, the guy fits perfectly into Budenholzer's system. He's probably a better version of right now than Ersan Ilyasova. And I was talking to an NBA executive about an hour ago, and I don't know if you remember this, but last year Ersan played a key role in the Sixers doing well, you know, down the stretch into the playoffs. And he believes that Mirotić could be that type of player for the Bucks.
Yeah, I tend to agree. And they really didn't give up anything. I mean, Thon Maker, Jason Smith, nothing.
Who?
You're right. I mean, that's exactly right. Who? Right. I mean, they really didn't give up anybody in order to get this deal done. Now they have one roster spot available. Have you heard anything as far as who they may be looking at in the buyout market? Apparently Wesley Matthews is headed to the Pacers.
Yeah, he's headed to the Pacers, and that's not surprising. I had speculated the other day he might end up in Milwaukee.
Well, that's surprising to me, though, that he go to the Pacers. Why would he go to the Pacers, Gary?
Yeah, I mean, what a lot of people probably forget is, you know, he played for Nate McMillan in Portland.
Okay.
And Kevin Pritchard, who is now the Indiana Pacers GM, used to also be an executive with Portland.
Yeah, Oladipo going,
there's
too.
There's a definite connection, you know, between the three of them.
Okay.
All right, so who now for the Bucks then? You think they use the buyout market to get another guy? Is it going to be Robin Lopez?
I wouldn't that be awesome?
Not really. I'm not a Robin Lopez guy at all, but that seems to be the name that everybody wants to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good players that could be bought out. I'm not sure. The problem is I think they have less than $1 million that they can use.
966.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty close.
Yeah. What a luxury thing.
So, I mean, like, even like Wes Matthews, for instance, I think he's going to get like two and a half, okay? So that would have been somewhat of a factor. But the bigger factor was, you know, his rapport with Pritchard and McMillan. But, yeah, I'm sure the Bucks are going to wait, and I'm sure they probably have a couple guys in mind. I don't know who they have at this point, but they got to be elated to get Mirotić.
Hey, Gary, you think next year when the owners get a chance to swap who's pretty much in charge, the – what's the name?
Lazarus is taking over.
So you think –
from Wesley Edens.
By him being more of a fan, he don't mind going over the luxury tax?
Well, I thought they would already. I mean, they have made it pretty clear they'll do whatever it takes. But based on all these moves, it's apparent that they're not going to do that. They don't want to pay the tax.
Oh, right.
You know, speaking of Lazarus, he was the one who broke the Mirotić story. I don't know if you guys saw that or not, but he was in New York the other day. He was talking to Mitch Lawrence, who was a longtime writer in New York, and I think he now works for the Sporting News, but he told Mitch that, we're going after Mirotić.
Really?
You know, it was kind of like Mark Cuban, you know? We're going to go after this guy and this guy, and he let it be known that they had a chance to get him, and by golly, they did.
Why John Horse don't get a lot of credit for some of these deals? Getting, I mean, the swapping over, get Thon moving him, bringing back the kid Stanley and moving him and getting Meritage. I see all these GM named, big name guys in the news, but this guy's the number one team as the MVP, possibly MVP, and his team in 1 year is turning around with a new coach. Why doesn't he get enough respect nationally?
Well, I think part of it is he's made some nice moves, but he hasn't made that big splashy move. I mean, you look at Elton Brand, for instance, okay? Brand comes in as Philadelphia's new GM, and he goes out and gets Jimmy Butler, you know, a blockbuster deal. Then he comes back, and now he gets Tobias Harris, you know? And then you look at Masai in Toronto. He went out and got Gasol. So, Horace has made some nice moves, but, you know, in the big picture, there are a couple.
Think at this point, if they're buying him out, does
what's
he
crazy
have a.
About that, Steve?
What?
What's crazy about that?
Sorry to interrupt you, but when I think Gominski, when he came out in the draft, you know who, like, his biggest fan was?
Who?
Michael Jordan.
Larry Bird. I mean, Bird thought Frank Kaminsky was going to be special. I mean, you know, so it's amazing. Even the greats, you know, don't always, you know, get it. So
it'll be interesting.
Decker was a buck for about 15 minutes. Maybe he can come in for about 15, 20
if that.
Minutes.
He's still under contract. But, you know, Kaminsky, I don't think, I mean, Kaminsky fits from the aspect of, you know, shooting the outside shot and all that other stuff. I don't think he is the guy that fits right. That last seat on the bench, though, right now.
No, I mean, the guy that, you know, the Bucks could possibly make a move at is Dwayne Dedman in Atlanta. I thought perhaps he might be traded, but he could be a buyout guy, for instance, okay?
That's a guy a lot of Bucks fans want, too. Big physical body.
Yeah, you know, bring in another big, take a burden off of Lopez and Giannis. So, but, again, they could go in, you know, a myriad of directions.
But you expect him to get somebody.
Yeah, I do. You know, I don't think it's going to be a big name player by any stretch, but because they're limited financially. But, yeah, I fully expect him to get somebody.
He is Gary Wolfel, wolfelspressbox.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
Thank you, guys.
You betcha. There is Gary Wolfel on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Great Lakes Dragway Pick-A-Lane comes up next on a Throwback Thursday. Top three topics of the day, including the Mirotić trade. And how about Giannis? Is he really going to end up in the same class as Michael Jordan, LeBron James? We'll discuss next.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.